This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasin with Kusi Chuang and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. In about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Willy Thanato, Director in Fitch Ratings Asia Pacific Banking Team, on how the current crisis is impacting the banking sector. And we're also running a poll on Twitter. Are you satisfied with how the government has been handling the COVID-19 pandemic? Let us know at BFM Radio over on Twitter. But in the meantime, let's talk about farmers. For Malaysians, previously there were many ways one could have access to fresh produce. There was the choice of supermarkets or hypermarkets, general grocery shops, or even purpose-built wet markets and informal markets. But since the MCO, informal markets were closed for fear of contamination.
Yeah, so these markets are like your Pasar Tani. I think the reason why they closed these markets, I think obviously for fear of contamination, and they need to clean those markets. The negative of this being that when these closures happen, small farmers have no place to sell their produce, or they have to find alternative ways. And I think that's where you find that I think there were some farmers in Cameron Highlands who were stuck with some excess inventory until Lazada came to help offload some of that inventory. So the Federal Agriculture Marketing Authority or Farmer has announced the reopening of selected farmers markets with some precautions. The stalls will be spaced out and entry and exit points will be controlled, presumably to control the crowd.
Yeah, because obviously food will be deemed essential, right? Obviously to people's existence. So there's various rules of and protocols. Stalls spaced out to avoid crowding, as you say, Noel. Entry and exit points controlled by security forces. Only selling wet items like vegetables or fish. And this is, of course, very, very good for people because it's triggered a lot of relief, not just for people who supply them from the farmers and the producers, but also for the people who look to the Pasar Tanis to buy budget items, you know, because obviously not everybody's going to go to Aeon.
Right, and for our perspective from the producer's side, we speak to Azulita Zalim, Director General of the Farmers Organization Authority. Azulita, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, was there anything in the stimulus package that will help ease the burden of the agriculture producers and farmers, and how is this so?
Well, the recent announcement made by our Prime Minister with regards to the economic stimulus package known as Package Prihatin indeed will help assist farmers and to market their agricultural producers, specifically when there will be a fund for the area farmers organization and area fishermen organization amounted to about 100,000 to 200,000 each. For the area farmers organization, Pertubuhan Peladang Kawasan, PPK, this fund will be used to enable the farmers organization to establish their agriculture project, which will be focusing on the short-term crops. For example, they will be planting green leaf vegetable, eggplant, and many others. The project will be managed by the farmers organization at the area level, and they will be doing it together with the individual farmers. So it is kind of like a community-based farming, where a group of farmers will be in one group, and then together they will start doing the planting of the vegetable. To make sure that this is a successful project is by having our farmers organization authority, we will arrange it such a way that the farmers area organization will be managing the farm management of this project done by the farmers. Of course, the producers will be harvested by the farmers, and then it will be sent over to the farmers collecting center. We have about 184 collecting center all over Malaysia, and it will be graded there and will be marketed out to the wholesaler, supermarket, retailer, shops and all. And this will definitely improve the areas so that they could be able to have activities in planting vegetable.
How were farmers affected when the markets were closed? So would reopening these markets actually help them in this COVID-19 crisis?
The closure has resulted in agriculture producers of small farmers being unable to market at the beginning stage. The activities of the value chain was disrupted, especially for the small farmers, because they don't have such a huge area where they plant vegetables and also fruit. So the small farmers, when they do have their harvesting time, and this fruit and vegetable will need to be sent over to the collecting center for them to market it. And when the closure of the farmers and the night market happened, they also feel the effect because they can't be able to market their produces. But again, when we hear at the Farmers Organization Authority noting that something need to be happened, and we suggested together with Farmer that the Pasar Segar Terkawal, which is going to be which has been opened starting 1st April 2020. Our involvement in this area, where we arrange the farmers to send their producers to our collecting centre. And from there, the collecting centre will be distributing all the producers to the wholesaler and also to the retailers. So the closure is being disrupted at the beginning, but now things are almost settled and almost stabilising. So I don't see any much of the disruption that we can see on the matter.
Well, as you said, the farmers ordered the markets to be reopened again. Do you have any suggestions as to how social distancing can be better implemented in these circumstances?
We have been discussing to make sure that better implementation of social distancing in these circumstances, definitely. All the instructions from the Majlis Keselamatan Negara must be followed. The first thing in our mind is safety first. So the flow of the market will be arranged in a very systematic order so that consumers, when they come over to buy things, they are not going to be spending a lot of time at one store. They are going to have a very fast way of buying things. This is also happening in 34 of our collecting center, which is going to be under the 77 of the market that we stayed open. So we are following the instruction by the MKN.
Despite the reopening, the supply chain is already disrupted, as you mentioned. Is there a way to rectify or recover from this?
I can only speak on the perspective of farmers and farmers' organisation. Back in our headquarters here in Kuala Lumpur, we are actually monitoring all issues with regards to the disruptions of supply chain. When the disruption happens, we will look into the matter, what is being there which cannot be marketed, and how are we going to solve it. So each of the issues raised by our farmers will be handled by the farmers' organization area at the area level, and then it will be reported to us in the headquarters. So when looking into that, then we will see that by having the pasar segar terkawal open or reopening of the farm market, we can make sure that the disruption is being taken care of. As far as the farmers are concerned, from the issues arises by them, we will look into the thing, and then we will channel it into where can the market goes to, I mean the producers goes to. Especially when we are having reopening of the market, that would solve many problems of unable to market the producers or the farmers. I think this is one way of solving the disruptions of various supply chain that we are faced at the beginning stage again.
There's been a lot of rotten produce as a result of the supply chain being disrupted by the movement restrictions. What are your suggestions as to how this can be prevented or at least reduced?
I can speak on behalf of the Farmers Organization Authority perspective. Yeah? When we take stock of our farmers producers, the Farmers Organization will reorganize to the point that knowing the quantity, when is the time of the harvesting, when can they deliver it over to the collecting center, and how do the grading is going to be done. With this arrangement that being taken into our action at the farmer organization area level, I don't see that this wastage of the agriculture producers can take place again. The wastage of farmers or the force to throw away the rotten produces was actually happened when we were at the beginning of the MCO, where we never experienced such tragic actually. So after getting things being stable, so we noted that the wastage is not happening. I don't see anything happen as at the moment. It happened before at the beginning stage, but as it is now, the Farmers Organization Authority, together with the area level and the state level, are trying our very best to make sure that the wastage of the agriculture producers is not happening. So this is where the Farmers Organization area level have to put up their services to make sure that their members, their farmers are being taken care, the producers is being taken care. So that I can vouch for our perspective as the Farmers Organization Authority.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning, Azulita. That was Azulita Zalim, Director General of the Farmers Organization Authority, otherwise known as LPP. Now, we're going into a few messages, and when we come back, we'll be speaking to Gustav Ando, Head of Life Sciences and Industry Services at IHS Market, on the impact of COVID-19 on the US healthcare system. That's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.